I have with me Sandy McNaughton from Moree Plains Shire Council. How are you, Sandy?
I'm very well, thank you, Tim.
That's good. Now, there's a Recovery and Resilience Day coming up on Saturday the 21st of September.
Absolutely. It's going to be a fabulous day out. It's all about getting ready and being prepared. The Moree Plains Shire Council, with the support of the Namoi Gwaita Rural Fire Service,
yes,
and the New South Wales State SDS, their Northern Western Zone, will host a free day out in Jellicoe Park from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And this is a fun-filled, family-friendly day out and will include emergency vehicle displays, information stalls, free grab-and-go bags, jumping castle, and wonderful free entertainment provided by String Section.
Sandy, there'll be an opportunity to walk across the big map?
Yeah, absolutely. This is a huge, giant aerial floor map of the Gwaita catchment. And this is just such a wonderful experience for people to gain a different perspective of what happens during a flooding event. You can actually stand on the map and hopefully identify where your house or your property is.
Oh, okay.
And be able to see the way that the watercourses run when there is a flooding event.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the focus is always about connecting communities to help them be better prepared for disasters that are to come.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. So the event will bring together emergency service organisations, and we'll connect communities with the organisations that not only respond to emergencies and disasters, but also help them prepare and recover. The council will be launching its readiness campaign and will be distributing free grab-and-go bags to the community.
Right.
And these are waterproof bags that contain a range of vital information regarding who to contact in an emergency, as well as information about agencies designated to assist with recovery. And these bags will provide safe storage for important documents, as well as providing checklists as to what to include. And we recommend that people include insurance papers for house and contents, wills and life insurance documents, birth and marriage certificates, passports, Medicare, pet information, digital copies of family photos and videos. And as you well know, Tim, these are all vital documents that we have, but it may not be in one place and easily accessible.
Oh, yes, I could imagine.
And as we understand, it's not until we need them that we really think about them, and not having them can make things much more complicated when we may find ourselves in a stressful situation where they are really required.
Yes, Sandy. Well, that makes sense to me anyway.
And can I also mention, Tim?
Yes.
It's really, the focus is firmly on building the community's capacity to recover from future disasters.
Oh, yes.
And the day coincides with the New South Wales Rural Fire Service's Get Ready Weekend.
Oh, yes.
So as the bushfire season approaches, it's crucial that we start to think about and be aware of the risks and take steps to protect homes and properties. So on the day, there'll be plenty of information about this as well.
So that's the Recovery and Resilience Day on Saturday 21st of September, 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. Jellicoe Park, for people that may not be aware, is in Warrie Elder Street in Moree. Okay, so you've got a big bush dance coming up too on the 25th of September.
Tim, I am so excited about these bush dancers.
Mm-hmm.
And they're starting, we're going to have a little tour of these.
Yeah.
We're starting in Moree on Wednesday the 25th at the Moree Services Club.
Yeah.
And then we're going out to Palamallawar on the Thursday, Gurley on Friday the 27th. We'll be at the Mungandai Long Lunch on Saturday the 28th and finishing up in Garrah on Sunday the 29th. The Long Lunch is going to be a fantastic afternoon. It will be a smorgasbord of different types and different styles of multicultural food.
Oh, lovely.
So this is all provided by community groups and members of the Mungandai community who are coming together to prepare a wonderful banquet.
Yes.
The community library van will be there with the kids' corner. There will be a fantastic variety of live entertainment throughout the afternoon.
Yeah.
And that will all culminate at around 5 p.m. with the bush dance kicking off. So it's going to be a fantastic day out, and we encourage everyone in that region to come up and come along.
And that's at Mungandai, isn't it?
That's in Narrabri Street, Mungandai, and that street will be closed off. There'll be tables and chairs for people to sit and enjoy this fabulous banquet.
Do you know what date that is, Sandy, by any chance?
Yeah, that's Saturday the 28th.
Okay, all right.
But the long lunch starts at 12:30. Goes all afternoon, and the bush dance will start around 5 p.m.
Sounds like a lot of fun anyway.
That's going to be great.
Yes.
But all the bush dance events are going to be fantastic. And Tim, I have to tell you what this event's going to be about.
Okay.
So these community bush dances are part of the Ricochet Community Recovery series of events, and they're designed to enable social recovery and connectedness. So if we're talking about social cohesion and connectedness, I can't think of any other event or activity that is more perfectly aligned to developing connected, resilient and inclusive communities, because it's all about connecting, literally through linking arms, making contact and having fun. And it's also becoming something quite unique, because the traditional Australian bush band or bush dance seems to be a dying art. There are very few bush dance bands left in rural Australia who are dedicated to keeping the art alive. And whereas once the bush dance was firmly entrenched in the social fabric of life in rural Australia, it's slowly disappearing from our communities. So we are really fortunate to have secured Swamp Dawkins.
Oh, yes.
And they are renowned as one of the best Australian bush bands in the country.
Well, you can't go any better than that, can you?
Look, they are so fantastic. They hail from Sydney and they're so well versed in interpreting those rollicking Australian bush dances. And the dances range from colonial to contemporary and are expertly taught and called to ensure everyone of any skill level can join in. And that includes you, Tim. Because we're providing this fantastic night of entertainment as well as a light supper or barbecue, people will need to book, so RSVPs are essential, and that information's available on Council's website.
Do you mind if I say the number? It's on the poster.
Absolutely.
0429 596312. That's 0429 596312. I used to do some dancing in my youth, actually.
You better come and put it to the test.
But it wasn't that sort of dancing. It was more like waltzes and stuff like that, and a little bit of Latin here and there. Could you imagine me doing that?
Well, you know, this is that exciting combination of fiddle and rhythm and lead guitar.
Fantastic, yeah.
That foot stomping music's guaranteed to have everyone up dancing on the floor all night long.
Yes.
And as an all-ages event, it provides the next generation with the opportunity to experience this really uplifting, joyous sense of fun. And we have so many kids growing up in our communities today that may never have had this experience. So it gives them the opportunity to understand why bush dancers have played such a critical role
in our
communities. And we really want them to understand and appreciate this.
Part of the culture, Sandy.
Well, it's part of a culture that seems to have disappeared.
Yeah, it's a shame, yeah.
And it's so important, I think, that we understand why it was such a vital part. And for some communities, it was something that they experienced on a regular basis in their small community halls. And it was such a vital part of bringing the communities together.
Yes.
So we want to, you know, if we can, we want to be able to keep that alive and support this. And that's why we're encouraging all ages. So it's a family fun event. Again, these are quite rare, these opportunities. Mm. So it isn't always the case. And it's a great opportunity to come out and have fun. And again, at the Bush Dancers, we will also be distributing the grab-and-go bags
yes.
and the waterproof wallets and important information about preparedness and recovery
yeah.
to make sure people are in the best possible position when it comes to their recovery. So
okay.
come along and make sure you pick up a bag at the event while you're there.
Now, they've got an RSVP.
Coincide with when the events are on. So I think it's generally about 3 or 4 days beforehand. And we need to know numbers for catering.
But they can ring you on that too, can't they?
They can ring me. They can also, there's a QR code that they can
yes,
scan.
I see that on the poster. Mm-hmm.
And we appreciate that not everybody has that capacity.
Yes,
so that's why they can contact me directly or email me. My email I'm happy to put out there as well.
All those bush dances and also the Recovery and Resilience Day, all those details are online through the Moree Plains Shire Council website.
And we really encourage everyone to come and get involved.
Absolutely, yeah.
Particularly in the bush dance, so get your hats and heels and boots and hollering organised.
Yep.
And be prepared for a whole lot of fun and to be transported to a place of pure joy.
Well, thank you, Sandy, for providing details on all those resilience projects. And they're great, aren't they? And the ricochets as well. So we thank you for getting us all aware of all that. And anything else you might have coming up in the future, we'll be likely to hear it at home on 2BM.
Fantastic. And, Tim, great to emphasise that all of these events are free.
Absolutely free, and that's even better.
Yeah.
No worries at all, Sandy. Well, thanks for your time today. I really appreciate it, and I'm sure the community does as well. And we look forward to hearing from you in the near future on 2VM.
Terrific, Tim. I really appreciate your support.
Always, Sandy. We're always here to help, and we're quite happy to do that. Thanks so much.
That's Sandy McNaughton, Community Recovery Officer for Moree Plains Shire Council.